Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, your automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life that will last for a lifetime. Jesus come to save men and women, boys and girls from their sins. Transform your life. Make your life brand new. Praise God. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost field ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some wonderful services in them jails and prisons. Anointed, powerful Holy Ghost field services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed, amen, our country. Praise God. Amen. Now we're coming out the coronavirus. Now we're getting ready to start on back to do what the Lord called us to do into the jails and prisons, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Amen. It's good to be able to come out of hibernation. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. We're going to have a powerful message this month, talking about being a good steward in Christ. We plan on having church with the message. So we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate, tune into today's broadcast. Those of you in the free world, call a neighbor and a friend. Let them know that the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Being a good steward, God wants faithful members, children that are faithful. When you are faithful, you will serve the Lord with all your might, your heart, strength, and your mind. God wants all of us, not just part of us, all of us. That's the reason why I say often, the Lord wants 24-hour Christians, not just Sunday morning, not just prayer meeting Christians during the week, but he wants you to serve him 7 days a week, on the job, walking down the street, those of you in the free world, driving your automobile, whatever you do or be, let people know I'm a child of God. I don't act like the world. I don't talk like the world. There's a difference in my life. That's what the Lord wants. He wants a change. Praise God. Those of you that's incarcerated, the Lord wants a change. He wants you to shine in their rec yard, in the law library, in the cell houses, amen, in the pods. I'm telling you, let people know I'm a child of God. I don't use profanity. I don't be gambling. I don't be stealing. I don't be, amen, fighting and carrying on. But there's a change in me. Jesus bring forth a change. It bees on the inside and it shows on the outside. That's how you know you're real. Because people will see the change. Praise God. I'm telling you, that's a good steward. Praise God. We plan on having church with the message. So call your friend. Call your neighbor. Let them know that the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. That's good for introduction, Missionary Velvet. Let's get ready to go into the Word of God. Amen. St. Luke, the 12th chapter, verse number 42. Let's see what Jesus said. Praise God.
St. Luke 12 and 42. And the Lord said, who then is that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season?
Amen. Who is that wise and faithful steward who the Lord will give them meat? Amen. So you can go about doing what the Lord said do. God wants faithful people that will handle his business. God wants you to be faithful. That is to live for Jesus. Praise God. Live for Jesus. That's why I preach it often in my ministry. I warn people how important it is to live right. Praise God. In order for you to make it to heaven, you got to live right.
Amen.
God wants faithfulness. When you're faithful, you will demonstrate this Bible. Live this word. Practice it in your home, in your everyday life, in your marriage, those of you that are married. The husband loved the wife. The wife loved the husband. You don't be fighting and carrying on like cats and dogs. No divorcing and remarrying. You heard me? But love will be in your house. That's when you are a faithful steward. You are faithful in the word of God. Prayer is in the home. You lift up Jesus in your home. You don't allow people to be using profanity. You don't allow people to be playing secular music in your house because you love Jesus. Therefore, Jesus is exalted in your home because you are a faithful steward. Amen. Those of you that's incarcerated, the Lord wants faithfulness. Will you be faithful? Let people know I'm a changed person. I don't use profanity. I don't tell lies. I don't steal because the Lord done changed my life. That's faithful. The Lord wants you to be faithful. Don't just live for the Lord one day of the week, but live for the Lord 7 days of the week. He wants 7 days Christians, 24-hour Christians every day, so you can be an example to others. Let people know the Lord can save and the Lord can keep every day because you got it real on the inside. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing.
Amen. Blessed are the servant who the Lord come and find him so doing. Let you know the Lord wants people to be faithful. Praise God. Amen. Be a good steward. Be on duty for God. Let people know I'm a child of God. Be a wise virgin. Have oil in your vessel. Amen. Have the Spirit on the inside. Amen. Let Jesus shine in your life. Don't be ashamed of your Jesus. Praise God. I'm telling you. Don't be like some people, got one foot in the world and one foot in the church, being churchy on Sunday and live like the devil during the week. That's not being faithful. That's not a good steward. That's a hypocrite. Praise God. But it's time to be faithful. When you're faithful, you will serve the Lord at home. Serve the Lord when you're in your private home, in your room. Ain't nobody in there but you. You can still lift up Jesus. Still shine. Amen. Glorifying the Lord. The Lord done saved you. The Lord done delivered you. The Lord done set you free. Now you on the straight and narrow way trying to make heaven your home. Amen. Praise God. What did the Bible say, Missionary Velvet?
It said, of a truth I say unto you, that he would make him ruler over all that he has.
I'm letting you know when you are faithful, amen, serving the Lord, God will make you ruler, make you a king. I'm telling you, glory to God, you'll be able to be rich. People want to be rich. Seek the kingdom. Seek Jesus. Praise God. You seek Jesus, the Lord will lift you up. When the Lord lifts you up, can't nobody take you down. I'm telling you, God told Israel, I'll make you the head and not the tail. You'll be able to lend and not borrow. That's because you believe in holiness. Believe in living holy. Believe in living right. Glory to God. And Lord, lift you up. Lift you up high above the sinner. Praise God. Above the people that try to gain this world. Above those that want to gamble and play the lottery. Amen. And play games and try to steal money and win money and cheat. Trying to get money. The Lord will put you above them and cause you to be able to enjoy the blessings of God. I'm telling you, glory to God. It's wonderful to be full of the Holy Ghost. It's wonderful to be full of the Spirit. Glory. Enjoying Jesus in your sanctified soul. Glory to God. Because God wants purity. He wants holiness. He wants cleanness. Amen. The Bible declares in St. Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. That's what he said. Praise God. Amen. How in the world are you going to be pure if you just, if you got one foot in the world and one foot in the church? I'm telling you. But the Lord wants you to serve the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your might, all your strength, if you want to make heaven your home. We're going to pick it up on another broadcast, Missionary Velvet. It's a powerful message.
Praise
God.
Praise
Let's
him.
Get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message. Talking about, amen, a good steward. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood. Breathe in their soul. Sanctify them wholly. Put that joy in there. Put that peace and love in the heart. Baptize believers and fill them up and run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, Lord Jesus, the coronavirus. Lord, touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Lord, rebuke the power of darkness. Lord, set the prisoners free in the jails and prisons. Drive out the contrary spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. That devil of drugs, that devil of, amen, of the lust of the flesh, that devil that try to, amen, cause people to get drunk off of the mash. Lord, bind them evil spirits. Cast them devils out in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him, praise him. The song said, will you be faithful to the Lord our God? Will you serve him with your whole heart, mind, and soul? Hallelujah. So you will hear that message, that prayer, that Ella Holmes that's praying. Hallelujah. Your soul is saying yes to the Lord. Say yes to the Lord. Say, I'm going to serve you. I'm going to forsake my ways. And so you, if you believe that, you've been set free. Hallelujah. So keep on thinking and keep on praising him and keep on praying and seeking higher heights and deeper depth. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. As I often say, but Jesus loves you even more. He have a plan for you to have hope and have prosper. And you are not forsaken. You are important to him. And so no matter what is going on, you are important to Jesus Christ. And it has run right into his arm. Those that are free will, think of your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. The Lord has a blessing with your name on it too. Remember that God loved you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I implore you, I encourage you to give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself as we get the green light to go back and do what the Lord called us to do into the jails and prison to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. Praise God. Amen. We will pray for you. Those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on that powerful website, the Heaven Bound Train website. God bless you. To this broadcast, the Chapel William Holmes, along my one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like the items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.